Here in New Jersey, we can enjoy nature and wildlife in a variety of ways. Just like with anything, an element of control is important. When it comes to the bear population, that control has seen a reduction in bear confrontations, damaging activities, et cetera, et cetera. And that was all made possible via the annual bear hunt. This past week, Governor Phil Murphy signed an executive order ending bear hunting on state-owned land, which makes up about 40% of the bear hunting grounds. My first guest today joins us to talk about what this means for the annual bear hunt going forward and how efforts to end the bear hunt ignore how it would create dangers for people. He is the state assemblyman for the 24th District, Assemblyman Parker Space. How are you today, sir?
Good morning, Chris.
And you can always check out Parker's webpage and contact him through the State House website, which is njledge.state.nj.us. So, like I said in the introduction, basically the governor is putting an end to bear hunt on state parks, state lands, and that's just under half of where half of the bear hunt territory. Is this because why couldn't he just pull the plug on the hunt altogether? Because this was one of his campaign promises.
Well, first of all, I truly believe that he let his emotion roll over good common sense, because we have the division of or the Fish and Game Council, and they have the biologists, they have the knowledge and the know-how to go out into the populated bear areas and need to see where the reduction comes from. Governor Murphy has no idea how many bears are in Sussex County or Warren County or Hunterdon County. He sees the inside of his mansion and the inside of his car as he gets chauffeured around. He doesn't have his feet on the ground, you know, like I do up here in our district every single day. But unfortunately, with executive order, with the state lands, you know, that he could pull the plug on it. If he was going to do the entire cancellation of the bear hunt, it would have to go through the state legislature, through both houses, to be able to agree on it.
Would he also have to, what say does the Division of Fish and Wildlife have in the bear hunt policy? Can the governor say, well, we should end it and go to alternative means of population control? Or, and it would be up to them to include a head nod or a head shake? Or how would that work?
I think, well, he's bypassing them as much, you know, Fish and Game Council right now as he can. Like you said, any further steps, he would have to have the legislature involved in it. Unfortunately, the way things operate down there, if they did bring it up, you know, being that people don't deal with them on a daily basis like we do, I mean, just driving around the countryside, I see a couple bears, you know, every week crossing the road. And the problem is with the Democrats down in Trenton, a lot of them, what they do is they try to portray these bears, you know, with like a Disney movie, like they're these big, warm, fuzzy creatures that are come in and eat marshmallows out of your hand. That's not true. A bear is a wild animal, just like a deer or a raccoon. They need control. Mother Nature has a way of control. If we don't control the population, she's going to control it. I mean, it's no different when they banned the leg hold traps in the 80s. It was influx of rabies and distemper, you know, got into the raccoons and the different animals because it was overpopulation. Either we control the population to create, you know, a healthy habitat for them, where Mother Nature's going to step in, and we don't want a bunch of sick bears running around.
Well, that's it, because if the bear population grows beyond the natural feeding grounds, that's when we see, and when we used to see, the bears going into residential territories. You can ask people Stillwater how much fun that was a couple of 5 or 6 years ago, and it winds up again being, you can remember seeing bears who were rummaging around garbage cans. They look underweight, sickly, you know, one paw on the grave for all intents and purposes. It was not a great time to be a bear without the hunt.
Yeah, and unfortunately, too, with the overpopulation of bears, you know, our farming community has all they can do to keep their head above water anymore. These, you know, guys are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And with the corn, you know, bears love corn. I mean, if you have a cornfield that should yield 120 bushels of corn per acre, a bear can get in it, and they might be pulling, you know, 60 or 70 bushels an acre out. That's a big kick to the farmers, you know, grating their teeth on trying to survive here in the state. And also, a hungry bear is a lazy bear. You know, you have a sheep penned up or a goat penned up, it's easy food for them. So they just, you know, easily rip open, you know, a chicken wire fence and go in and eat the animal you might have, you know, a kid's 4-H animal to an animal that might be, you know, getting ready to go to market.
Which that's a big element that too many people are not including in the discussion. We're talking with Assemblyman Parker Space about Governor Murphy's call to end the bear hunt on state lands. And what's to come? Well, we might not have to wait too long to find out, unfortunately. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I know that the Fish and Game Council, they authorized a bear hunt in general, not with these limitations now, a general bear hunt through 2021. Is that carved in stone, or could legislation supersede that?
Well, that's where, don't quote me, but I'm 99% sure that's where the legislature would step in, then they could stop it. Right now, they do have it through 2021. But like you said, if the legislature brings the legislature in to totally ban it, then that would, you know, be the end of it.
It seems like the Murphy's alternatives are the same old that we heard during the Corzine years and the decades before then, when there was no bear hunt either, with scientific means, which are unproven. I guess spend taxpayer money to teach us all how to put our garbage out correctly. Are they going to, you know, one day mandate bear-proof garbage cans that we all have to buy out of our own pockets? You know, why go back to what never worked?
Yeah, well, you know, it is. It's feel-good effort. There's so many, you know, crazy ideas come out of Trenton from people, like you said, that have never encountered a bear. I would bet 90% of the legislators that you talk to have probably never seen a bear in the wilds before. Or if they see one, you know, a sighting somewhere, it's like a big public announcement. They have to put it all over Facebook. You know, we live up here. We deal with them. You know, we know how to take care of them and, you know, to control the population.
You know, when you look at the priorities of the state, the things that need to be addressing, is this something the legislature should even be spending time on?
Absolutely not. No, I mean, we should be focusing, you know, on taxes, keeping people here, you know, keeping things affordable in the state of New Jersey. The last thing they should be worried about is the bear hunt. That's the Fish and Game Council. Let them deal with it. They're the professionals. Legislators are not professionals in controlling the bear hunt. End of, you know, period on that.
And this past January, the Fish and Game put out a 12-page report just as Christie was going out the door, just reinforcing the fact that alternatives have failed. The only thing that has kept the feeding grounds plentiful for a bear in a natural habitat has been a limited hunt, and a lot of people forget that, too. There are limitations to how many bears can be harvested this year's hunt. By the way, it's 12 days total, October 8th through the 13th, and then December 3rd through the 8th. So I guess if Murphy's wishes come true, get your bears while you can get them, because it's possibly could be your last chance for who knows how long. And if you want to communicate.
And another thing, too, Chris, that they don't look at is that it's also, you know, for businesses up there, you know, a lot of businesses are starving, you know, just like the farmers, it's hard to survive in the state, along with the small businesses. The amount of money it brings into the economy, people come from all over the state or other states to bear hunt. You know, they're staying at hotels, they're buying gas, they're going to the, you know, the grocery store, they're going to the local diner. It's definitely, you know, stimulates the economy, too. So it's a big plug for, you know, the businesses up, you know, in bear territory, I guess you could call it, you know, to bring in some extra money at that time of year.
I think I remember one ratio, one hunter equals $400 in local revenue. Just on an average, never mind, you know, some people obviously spend more, maybe a little less, but one hunter equals $400 to a local economy.
If you want to, and then then they end up, you know, if they get a trophy, you know, the taxidermist gets work out of it, you know, the butcher, because bears are good to eat. People, you know, eat them as, you know, shot bears before, and they're very tasty. You know, so everybody gets a little bit out of it. No, you're 100% right.
And if you want to communicate your thoughts on this with 7 Minute Space, you can do that through the State House website, njledge.state.nj.us. He's the State Assemblyman for the 24th District in New Jersey. Assemblyman Parker Space, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good day.